So yeah, I think the critical thing is we have to not back Israel again. I don't know if I explained that in my previous thing, because essentially the whole thing that needs to, the chess piece that needs to be moved, and the easiest way for us to prevent this is to keep peace in the Middle East. We have peace in the Middle East. We just give those people food, water, and shelter. And we don't give them, if we give any Israel any, like if Israel had a 9/11, they would just go take the Dome of the Rock. And then from that point, you know what I'm saying? So we have to have like no, that's what I would say. I would say we have to have like we just food, water, and shelter. And that's in terms of, I'm even, because I've been trying to convince Rob, and I'm trying to convince these people to at least look at the information, because I don't know whether or not they know it. Or whether they're, because I assume they're the good guys in the scenario. Even the Simpson movie talks about he was the first guy, honestly, to be honest. Like, if you got that drift. If the same thing with the United States. I would say, again, it's like, if you're betting on the United States not going to be here in 5 years, like, What are you saying that the world is going to be in, like, in that same time frame? Like, come on. Like, America is, like, still in the driver's seat of this thing. Like, and we only have 300 million people. Like, it's just, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's, like, as much as we want to live in our own bubbles and, like, be... this was the point I was going to make in terms of, like, everything's happening at the same time. And people are like, if I always said something when I was like 15 in regards to stuff that was happening now, my opinion, what, you know what I'm saying? Like, I understand the learning process. And it's all people reaction to it. And it's just like, it depends. It really depends. If they can get the vaccines, the mandatory vaccine, because that's essentially what it is. If they can convince you that everybody getting a vaccine for the flu, something as deadly as the flu, is, it's like they're risking nothing by trying to do this. That's why they can get out there in front of everybody and say this, because they're saying that they're trying to give you a vaccine for something as deadly as the flu. So even, you know what I'm saying? Like, and they're doing it. Exactly. Because then when they tell you it's about the state of the planet, then they can impose 10 times harsher penalties. And you become 10 times more subservient. And it's kind of, I don't even know if, like, I could picture that in America. Because just, like, the nature of America, it just, like, depends on how severe the Hunger Games are played. And It's all fucking legal fucking talk on Congress. Like, they're just fucking, they ask them leading questions, and, like, they're pandering to people with an audience because their platforms are, like, on Twitter. It's not about, like, what actually happened there and, like, truth and reality and, like, people learning from situations. It's just, I'm arguing my thing and I'm right. And it's, like, I guess, I was going to make it like something about discernment in terms of correct decision making. I am who I am. So it's like, if you align, again, it's like the law of attraction too. So it's like, people who are looking for the truth find and have the truth. People who aren't looking for it or think they've already found it, or accept a false narrative, or it just by the fruits, essentially, is what it is. And it's, again, it's like a spectrum. And yeah, it's just like, It's you aligned to it, and it's the, I think the biggest thing, and I don't even know if it, the thing is, it's like, it's ironic that it's called warp speed, because when I know, because I've been through it, and because like I when in terms of just like the mind, when I was warped, it was because I was teaching things that you weren't supposed to teach people, in a sense. However, it was also me trying to validate it for myself, because I learned stuff that was like kind of amazing to learn. It's just like nobody else believes it, because nobody else. It's like you're connected to God, and like it's like God's economy, and like how bright the light shines in you is more of like, I don't know. The thing I would compare it to is like you have to match. It's like Ant-Man trying to run through that door, like the keyhole, like the eye of the needle. You have to match the frequency of like one to just like. And any deviation, and deviation is sin. Reduces, falls short of the glory of God, and thus, some of it, in turn, again, in the free will and the predestination paradox, it all good things like come, God turns all things to good, like if you like keep pursuing it, and it's like. Yeah, people don't realize. This is the thing, too. It's like, and again, I don't even think Common Core, and they wanted religion out of schools for, it's again, it's not like people don't have access to this information. It just, there's no conversions either way. They're so entrenched on either side that it's just like, it's pointless. And that's the whole illusion of the two-party system. It's like, we're all kind of agreeing on the same thing. We just like argue about sports because it gives us something to do. We think we're doing important things. And none of us really acknowledge the cross. I wonder how much of the person who was running against AOC got paid to drop out or would get threatened with. I think it'd be hilarious. If I get in contact with this Barstool guy, I could probably like feed him the information around. I'm very confident I could make anybody anything at this point, to be honest, just based on, I don't know if that'd be this, like, I think I got some solid moves. Again, it's not like, we'll see what happens.